and to the field. It's time for high school baseball on Kansaland Radio.
I'm done.
All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Kansaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Batter up.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to 92.1 at KMZA. I'm Krenan Prophet, Kirk Gilman, back in studio. Radio Network, a hard 17-mile-per-hour windy day, 87 degrees. Thankfully, I'm under the shade, but unfortunately for these players out there on the field, it is nothing but bright sun and barely any cloud coverage. But this one, it will be a great day for triple header action. Of course, our first game at 2 o'clock. We got coming up here the play-in game between the Blue Valley Randolph Rams taking on the Valley Heights Mustangs. The Blue Valley Randolph Rams representing the 9th seed. The Valley Heights Mustangs representing the 8th seed. Winner of this game will play roughly about 3:30, probably a little bit after that time, against Frankfort Wildcats. Frankfort, who of course is the number one seed in this tournament, as well as the 7th ranked team in classes 1 to 2A. And then we will close today's broadcast off with a game just probably a little past 5 o'clock. It'll be the Onega Buffaloes taking on the Centralia Panthers. So again, our schedule up first, the playing game, the Rams taking on the Mustangs, and then of course at 3:30, the winner of this game taking on Frankfort, and then to close things off again, it is the Onega Buffaloes taking on the Centralia Panthers. That's our broadcasting schedule here for today on KMTA. So let's enjoy the long ride here. It's going to be a fun one. Baseball, high school action, again, all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Let's quickly run over here the starting lineups for both these teams. Again, it's the Blue Valley Randolph Rams taking on the Valley Heights Mustangs, two teams that have seen each other twice already this season. The first time they saw each other, Blue Valley Randolph was able to get the sweep over Valley Heights, winning 7-6 and 8-7. That was only back on March 31st. And then they were then swept by Valley Heights Mustangs, 15-7 and 13-12, April 21st. Both these teams, they have battled out. In fact, the last 2 years, they have split 2-2 against each other, where Valley Heights has won the first series doubleheader, and then the Rams would then proceed to win the second. But this time, these teams meet in the play-in game in the playoffs, so this is a big matchup between both these teams. So here, going over the starting lineup, starting off here with the Blue Valley Randolph Rams, the senior second baseman, Tennessee Hartman, will be leading off. The senior, Landon Sump, will be batting second. He'll also be playing shortstop. Pitching today will be Braden Ennis, and he'll also be batting third. He's a senior. Senior Lincoln Schmidt, batting fourth, so batting in cleanup. He will be at first base. Aaron Ennis, the sophomore, will be catching and batting in fifth. Batting sixth will be Tyce Hartman, the freshman, playing at third base. Raleigh Sump, the sophomore, will be in left field. He will be batting seventh. Trey Sump, batting eighth, the senior center fielder. And batting ninth will be Lee Taylor, the freshman, out in right field. For the Valley Heights Mustangs, looking through their lineup, Charles Waters in left field, the sophomore. He'll be leading things off. Matt Shanks, the senior, he'll be playing at shortstop. He'll be on deck. Senior Caden Dummermuth will be pitching for the Valley Heights Mustangs and batting third, batting in fourth. Wyatt Dummermuth, he will be in center field, is also a freshman. Jacob Thad Auer will be in right field, the freshman, batting fifth. Batting sixth, junior Gavin Crowder will be behind the plate catching. Batting seventh will be James Boken, the junior, who will be playing third base. Dino Conti, batting in eighth, the sophomore second baseman, and batting ninth will be Hudson Nemechek, the senior, playing at first base. So again, it's the Blue Valley Randolph Rams taking on the Valley Heights Mustangs. Mustangs will be representing the home team as the higher seed, and the Rams will be representing the away team as the lower team. So Valley Heights will get the bat at the bottom of the half, and the Rams will be able to bat the top. Again, the Blue Valley Randolph Rams, 3-15 on the season, 2-14 in the TVL. Last season, they finished 2-8 in the TVL, 5-21 overall. They were able to beat Onega in the quarterfinals round last year, 4-3, and then they were taken down by Frankfort 14-0 in the semifinal at Mission Valley in the 1-2A regionals. If they win today against the Valley Mustangs, they will then again take on the Frankfort Wildcats. And taking a look here at the Valley Heights Mustangs here for the season, 4-18, 3-15 in the TVL. They were 2-6 in the league last year with a 5-14 overall record stamped on. They also lost to Frankfort in the playoffs. They lost in the first round in the regional quarterfinals, whereas, again, the Rams. They lost in the second round to both teams, fell a seat to the Frankfurt Wildcats. They will look to try to get some revenge, but first they have to take each other on here in the play-in game. Again, it's the Blue Valley Randolph Rams taking on the Valley Heights Mustangs, all here on 92.1 KMZ. Beautiful day, 87 degrees, 17 mile per hour wind, mostly kind of partly cloudy here down in Frankfort, Kansas. First pitch here on the way in just a couple of minutes. Stay locked in here for our play-in game here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, this is Lori Neiman, Certified Dietary Manager at the Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, all residents are treated the same, meals for everyone. We do our best to ensure residents eat what they want from a full menu options, and they eat where they want with several different locations in the building to choose from. We have an always available menu with kiosks down each hall with refrigerators and microwaves for residents to eat and drink when they want at any time, day or night. Don't settle for less. Come and see what the Life Care Center of Seneca has to offer today. 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? And let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gerken storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gerken? Gerken Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gerken offers three storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gerken.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gerken storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
Are you planning to purchase or build a new home this year? Or maybe you want to unlock the equity in your current home to fund an addition or kitchen upgrade? This is Lynette Hiltebrand with First Heritage Bank, and our team of mortgage lenders are ready to find a solution that is tailored to your goals and financial situation. Whether it is new construction, a home remodel, or a purchase, we are here for you. Give us a call or stop by and let us help you get the home you deserve. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're tuned in to 92.1 KMZA. It's the Blue Valley Rams taking on the Valley Heights Mustangs. Mustangs, again, they represent the eighth seed, so they will bat in the bottom of the inning. The Rams representing the away team, the ninth seed, they will bat here at the top. So coming up here for the Rams, Tennessee Hartman, the senior. Landon Semp will be on deck. He's the senior as well. Brayden Ennis, also senior, batting in the hole, and then Lincoln Schmitz will be batting cleanup as well, a senior. And for the Valley Heights Mustangs, taking a look at their defensive field, it's Caden Durmuth pitching. It's Crowder behind the plate. Nima Check playing first. Conti out at second base. Vulcan at third. Shanks at shortstop. Waters in left field. Wyatt Durmuth out in center field. And Vadauer out in right. So again, stepping up here is Tennessee Hartman for the Rams coming up and getting ready to bat. He has 13 RBIs this year. And again, part of a very well-refined senior class. They are the origin of this program. In fact, these seniors, they won their rec ball championship in their eighth grade year. And it was a push to form this program so they could come continue to play throughout high school. And they have been able to do so with, of course, head coach Herb Loveless and his ability to help lift this program off the ground. Of course, head coach Herb Loveless of this Rams team also spent some time with the Red Sox. And anytime you have some time with a professional Major League Baseball team, you can definitely help train some of the younger guys here at the high school level with, of course, the experience and the love of the game. So right now, warming up pitches, Caden Zuber-Move. Glove off the hand, now putting it right back on. The right-handed pitcher in Zuber-Move. And stepping in to the left of the box is Tennessee Hartman, awaiting first pitch. Again, here on 92.1 KMZ, it's the Blue Valley Rams taking on the Valiant Mustangs. Winner of this play-in game will take on Frankfurt up next. Here's the first pitch on the way. Fastball outside of the box. Taken for ball one. 1-0 count for Hartman, the second baseman. Next delivery, chopped up in the air, playable from second base. Running under it is Conti, and that retires the first one in the order. Tennessee Hartman goes down, but they pop up in the infield, and Zeno Conti gets the out. Now Landon Sump steps up the bat. A shortstop senior from the Rams. Here's the first pitch to him. And just behind is Sump. First strike, number one. 0-1, down the count, Sump. He's a team leader with 5 stolen bases. Pitching, he also leads the team in strikeouts with 19. Beery is starting at shortstop. Chop foul by Sump. 0-2 count. Now for Landon Sump. On deck, Brandon Ennis. Jermuth trying to get a 3-up and 3-down inning and be a great start for him. Again, this top four of the lineup for the Rams is nothing but seniors, and strikeout swinging as goes down Landon Sump, and back-to-back outs gets recorded here against the Rams. Now Braden Ennis, it's a pitcher versus pitcher battle. Always going to love to see these go down. Ennis, he leads the team in batting average of .416. He has 23 hits and 20 RBIs. And he is pitching today. This one all the way out in the center field, but framing the glove well out in front is Wyatt Zuber-Move. The brothers are able to get it done. It's a 3-up and 3-down inning with the fly out to center field to end. And we now go into the bottom of the first. It's 0-0. Rams versus the Mustangs here on KMZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. As up to bat is the Valley Heights Mustangs. It is 0-0. It's the bottom of the first. Charles Waters to lead things off. The sophomore, Max Shanks, on deck, the senior. And then the follow-up is senior as well. Caden Zuber-Move, the pitcher for the Mustangs. And cleaning things up will be Wyatt Zuber-Move, the freshman, the one who just retired the top of the first with his catch on the flyout to center field from Braden Ennis. Talk about Braden Ennis. He is the pitcher here for the Blue Valley Rams. Catching for him, Aaron Ennis, his brother, and then Schmidt will be at first base. Playing second base will be Tennessee Hartman. Playing third base will be his brother, Tyce Hartman. Landon Sump will be shortstop. Raleigh Sump will be out in left field. Trey Sump will be in center field, and Lee Taylor will be out in right. And interesting fun fact here for the Blue Valley Randolph Rams, they have three sets of brothers on this team. Raleigh Stump and Trey Stump are both brothers. Their cousin is Landon Stump. Dennis C. Hartman, as well as Tyce Hartman, are both brothers. And then Aaron Innes and Braden Innes are both brothers. A lot of brotherly love going down today, of course, for the love of the game. And now we get started with the bottom of the first. As the first pitch is nearly here to get on the way from Braden Innes. Charles Waters steps up to bat for his first time this game. And winding, dealing, first pitch, way outside. Nearly getting scraped up in the dirt from Aaron Innes. It's a 1-0 count to start. Waters bats 191 this season with 13 hits. 1-1 count after the fastball is delivered inside. Way up in the box is Charles Waters on the 1-1 count. Here's the fastball. Swing and a miss for Waters. Now down the count, having to project 1-2. He steps out, swings the back like a pendulum to his left leg, and now he's ready to go back in the box. A nod from Innes at the mound of dirt, and here's the delivery. A changeup, and that's a strikeout looking against Charles Waters. Brought in the changeup after the fastball delivery. Braden Innes recording his first K of the game. Now up to bat is Max Shanks. Max Shanks this season, batting 232 with 13 hits. First pitch to him is a strike one. A call by the ump. They got him on the inside corner. Shanks on the 0-1. In the back of the box. High raise in the bat, bobbing it just behind the shoulder. Fastball is up and too high in the attic. It's a 1-1 count. Brayton Innes nodding once more, working from the stretch. Now here's the pitch. Fastball delivered just outside the window on the right corner. It's 2-1 now. Up next is Caden Dumermuth, as well as Wyatt Dumermuth. Next pitch. This one pops up out to right field. Looks like it could be playable from the right fielder. And it will be dropped and downed on the ground. Looks like a misplay out in right field from Lee Taylor. And that will allow Max Shanks to reach first base off the air. So Caden Dumermuth now steps up to bat with Wyatt Dumermuth on deck and Jacob Badauer in the hole. A runner on with one out here for the Valley Heights Mustangs. Innes taking a look back at first. Quick check as Shanks has a sizable 8-foot lead off the bag. Fastball delivery. Now here's the, almost a throw to second base. And then just cutting it off short was Aaron Innes as he realized that no one was there to cover the bag. He had the stance, and he was getting ready to throw, and no one was covering the bag, but here now jogging over to cover the bag is Tennessee Hartman. Shanks, large lead off of second base. He's already taken off here. He's going to get the third base off the grounder to shortstop. That will still be a ground out for Caden Dumermuth. Grounds out to short. Now two down. And a runner on third, it's Max Shanks, able to steal seconds and progress to third base off the ground ball. Wyatt Dumermuth, now at the bat, high up in the box, first pitch to him, outside, 1-0 now the count. Freshman Wyatt Dumermuth with a chance to take the lead here for the Valley Heights Mustangs. With a runner in scoring position, that's Max Shanks. Fastball just under the knees for strike one. 1-1 count against Wyatt Dumermuth. Again, a chance for an RBI. The RBI number 6 of the year for him. Fastball's in the dirt. 2-1 the count. Couple practice swings for Dumermuth. Now he's ready to take the swing. Chips it right back. And evens up the count to 2-2. Ennis searching for the strikeout to end the inning and leave one stranded on third. Still 0-0. But Wyatt Dermuth can change that here with a runner in scoring position. This one, chop playable from short. The throw will be on time. A play from Landon Sump to Lincoln Schmidt is good to go. And that is no runs, no hits, one error, one left on base for the Bellheads Mustangs. It's 0-0. At the end of first, we head up to the top of the second where the Rams will take over at the bat here on KMZA.
Heinen True Value Farm Supplies, downtown Seneca, is where you'll find everything for your yard and garden projects. They have grass seed, fertilizers, lawn sprays, and for your garden, bulk sweet corn seed, beans, peas, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Of course, they also have garden and yard equipment you can rent, tillers, sprayers, grass seeders, and a full line of tools to help you with your projects. At Heinen True Value, just ask Reynolds. Behind every project is a true value.
May is Stroke Awareness Month. A person experiencing a stroke can be treated if people act FAST. FAST is an acronym if you suspect a stroke. Face, facial droop one side when smiling. Arm, raise both arms as one drift downward. Speech, slurring or strange speech. Time, if suspecting a stroke, call 911. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're tuned into KMZA 92.1. It's the Blue Valley Randolph Rams taking on the Valley Heights Mustangs. We're in the top of the second, 0-0. The Rams up to bat, Lincoln Schmitz, Aaron Ennis, and Tyce Hartman with Raleigh Sump cleaning things up. First left-handed batter here for the Rams. Coming up is Schmitz. This one chopped right and into the glove. Stretching it with the left hand is Nemacek. Great play from the first baseman. Hyping himself up with his second baseman and Dino Conti coming over to high five from him. What a big time play to get the line out for the first out of the second inning. Aaron Ennis now up to bat, going back to the righty. Here's the pitch. Just behind is Aaron Ennis. First strike one. 0-1 now the count. Hayden Dummermuth was able to strike out one in the first inning. Both pitchers were able to get one strikeout. Now here's a changeup right into the dirt. Here it is 1-1. Hayden Dummermuth doesn't throw with quite a lot of speed behind his fastball. Next pitch here. Sinks down outside the zone. It's now 2-1.
Be right back.
Their move. Shaking the ball in his right hand. Now here's the pitch on a 2-1 count. Outside again under the box. And it's a 3-1 count against Aaron Ennis. And Tyce Hartman takes off from his DP spot to get the ball that went behind the catcher. 3-2 count on Aaron Ennis after the strike. And on full count, here's a delivery. Pops up in the air. Looks playable from shortstop. Calling it off and getting it down is Max Shanks. Great communication by Max Shanks. It kind of fell just between short and third. So they called off Bulkin. Shanks was able to clear the airstrip and record the out. Now two down in the top of the second. Two up, two down so far. Now Ty steps up. Pass ball delivered. Strike one. 0-1 count. Here's the next delivery. That one picked up going out to right field. Another play from right field. And that is downed by that hour. Another three up, three down inning with no runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on base for the Blue Valley Rams. We go into the bottom of the second, as it's Valley Heights. Now up to bat, 0-0.
To In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Green Snap and wind can also be added for corn. Call Beth Dieters today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to KMZA 92.1, a part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Valleyettes Mustangs and the Blue Valley Rams taking each other on. Here we are in the bottom of the second. Up to bat is the Mustangs, Jacob Vadauer, Gavin Crowder on deck, James Bolkin, and the hole in Dino Conti cleaning it up. Braden Ennis in the first inning only allowed one runner to get on. It was via an error from the right fielder. Bunt was able to get out with no damage done. See if he can repeat here in inning number two. First pitch is just upside and out of the box. 1-0 count against Jacob Vadauer. Vadauer, who's already caught two flyouts into right field today for the Valley Heights Mustangs. Done a great job defending his side of the field, and now he has a chance to get his first at-bat. 1-1 count after the fastball is chopped straight back. Ball gets put back to Ennis here at the mound. Ennis sets. And now out of the stretch, here's the pitch just high. An inch above the chest. And that's going to put it at a 2-1 count against Jacob Vadauer. Okay, Gavin Crowder up next. And it's looking for strikeout number two of the game. Change up is just inside. It's a 3-1 count now against Vadauer. Vadauer looking for hit number 12 of the season or walk number 9. Holds off and takes walk number 9. Flips the back, straight back left, and takes a nice leisurely jog to first. And that's our first leadoff man who's been able to reach base this game. Reaching via the walk. Braden Ennis takes a look back at first base. So a runner on with no outs in the bottom of the second. Valley Heights Mustangs throw back to first, and that one is behind the first baseman. Taking off the second is Vadauer, and he will easily be able to get there. So an error from the pitcher will allow Vadauer to take off and take second, and that's now going to slightly shift the alignment as Tennessee Hartman is going to have to play more closer to the second base back. As Vadauer already has a good lead from it. Ennis delivers the pitch. It's fouled straight back. Delivered over the fence. High. Gavin Crowder now on a 0-1 count. James Bolkin on deck and Dino Conti in the hole with the ninth batter cleaning it up. Ennis throwing to second base, and that one also goes past the second baseman this time. But fortunately for Ennis, it was Trey Sump in center field, able to back up the misfire. And it holds Vadauer still at second base. Vadauer now taking a lead once more. Ennis is looking straight back at him. Now he goes back down Broadway with the pitch. It's fouled straight back once more. And it's an 0-2 count. And it forces Gavin Crowder to defend. But Crowder in an RBI opportunity with a runner on second base. 0-2 count. And seems like we're going to get a meeting on the infield here, an early meeting with head coach of the Blue Valley Rams, Herb Loveless, and his pitcher, Braden Innes, as well as the infield. Again, the situation right now is no outs and a runner on third. That's Jacob Vadauer, Gavin Crowder right now on an 0-2 count, having to protect James Bulkin on deck. And the hole is, you know, Conte and Hudson Nemechek looking to clean things up. So it's a quick visit just to try to reset Innes here, helping him try to search for strikeout number 2 of this game. It would also be strikeout number 20 of the season for him. He gives a nod to his brother, Aaron Innes. Takes a look back at second. Now he delivers. Chopped up in the air, chasing from third into the infield, adjusting the glove just a bit to the left, and being able to catch the out is Tyce Hartman. That is one down now in the bottom of the second. Great play from Tyce Hartman from third base. It was a high chopper that was just hanging in the air. You're thinking maybe a pot of gold would show up somewhere with the arc that it had, but Rainbow finally did drop. So one down, runner on second. Score is 0-0. Guy Hyatt is batting. Pitch outside from Innes. And it's 1-0 against James Bulkin, the junior. RBI chance for James Bulkin. He has 5 total this year. 6 hits, 1 double, 1 triple, and 1 home run. He's got a little bit of everything. He likes all the candy in his bag. 1-1 count, out straight back. Innes, staying patient here, a deep breath, a head nod, and a look back to second. And now facing forward, delivers a changeup way past the left leg of Bulkin. It almost got Vadauer to take off to third off a wild pitch, but the backstop just was able to kind of neglect that ball, or reject that ball from going back too far. It's nice. A hard wooden backstop that knocked it all the way forward. Chop out to right field, an error that will allow Bulkin to reach and Vadauer to proceed to third base. So already we have seen 2 errors in this game out from right field from the Blue Valley Randolph Rams. Back to back from Lee Taylor. Not back to back, but back to back inning of the runner to get on first. So runner on first and a runner on third. The corners are loaded with just 1 out in the bottom of the second. Valley Heights has a chance to strike first with Dino Conte on a clean count. Here's the pitch. Chop straight back over the back lining fence. 0-1 count now for Dino Conte. He has 8 hits this year, 8 runs, 4 RBIs. He struck out 20 times at bat. But here he searches for RBI number 5. 1-1 count, low fastball. Yes. Definitely wishes he could have got it. Innes takes a look back to third. Now we had him at second. There's no one at second. And now the delivery. It's outside for ball 2. 2-1 count. Now for Dino Conte, the 8th in the order batting for the Valley Heights Mustangs. And on deck, this is the number 9th here, Hudson Nemechek, the senior. Here's the pitch. Just behind. You know, Conte tied up on a 2-2 count, searching for strikeout number 20 this season at number 2 of the game, and looking for out number 2 at the bottom of the second. Braden Innes, here is the delivery from the stretch, just in the inside corner, a little far out, and that will fill a count, 3-2. Innes. Working with poise, the delivery, and just behind it, a kind of a lighthearted swing from Dino Conte. Regardless, will strike out swinging. Bulkin takes the opportunity to steal second, so runners on second and third. Vadauer on third, Bulkin at second. It's the number 9th in the order batting with 2 outs, Hudson Nemechek. Innes delivers. Inside fastball for strike number 1. And that's why you battle out the top of the order to get rewarded at the bottom of it. in this, looking to end this inning with no damage dealt. He left a runner on third in the first inning. That was Max Shanks. The area runner sits on third with that hour. 1-1 count now for Hudson Nemechek. Here's the delivery. Fastball just in the top left corner. Slightly out. 2-1 now the count against Nemechek. Ennis trying to get him in check. Sizable lead from second and third base. Nemechek searching for an RBI. Fastball is outside of the left for ball number three, a 3-1 count. And Ennis is in trouble and possibly loading the bases here via a walk on the Nemechek with the leadoff man Charles Waters on deck. Here's the pitch. Way inside, but it rings up for strike number two. It's now a full count, back-to-back full counts have been chalked up here. Braden Ennis searching for the third out of the inning to get out with no damage done. Here's the pitch, way upstairs, and that'll walk Nemechek. The bases are now loaded. There's been two walks this inning from Braden Ennis. But again, this inning could technically be over. There was an error made out from the right fielder. The base is now loaded with two outs. And the top of the order, Charles Waters, comes up to bat in the bottom of the second. Chops straight back, fastball outside. 0-1 count against Charles Waters now. Waters on his last at-bat struck out looking on the change-up delivery from Braden Ennis. Ennis is the pitch, change-up way in the attic. It's 1-1 now on the count against Waters. Big chance for Waters here to record RBI number 8 and possibly RBI number 9. Oh, fastball gets recorded for strike number 2. A 1-2 count here against Waters. A runner's in scoring position chance. Trying to get the first strike of the game with 0-0 in the bottom of the second. Valley Heights with the bat. Waters holds off on the low fastball. Once more, it's 2-2. Ennis has recorded two strikeouts on this game. Again, the first one was against Waters. Last one was against Dino Conti. Here's the pitch, and that one will hit off the left shoulder of Charles Waters. So a hit by pitch will score a runner in. Jacob Badauer, who had been sitting patiently on third base for the last couple of bats, finally scores. And that is Bulkin, who resides on third. Nemechek relocates to second base, and Waters boards first. Still two outs in the inning. The damage is still can be limited here. Just a one run from Braden Ennis. It's 1-0. Valley Heights takes the first strike of the game. And the bottom of the second with two outs. Max Shanks now up to bat. Still out of the box. And now hobbles back in. Low choke on the bat. Left foot leveled with the top quarter of the box. Right foot all the way in the back corner. Fastball 2 inside. It's ball 1. And the ump out in the field had a quick stoppage. Not sure why, but now he's back and set. And here's the pitch now. To Max Shanks. This one playable. A hop, and that will force it out. It looked like for a second there, Tyce Hartman was unsure if he needed to throw to first base, and then he realized, oh, I just need to step onto the bag to record the final out, and that will be the final out in the inning. So limiting the damages just to one run, no hits, one error, and two left on base. We're back here on the KAMZ 92.1 on part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. We're going to the top of the third. Valley Heights leads 1-0.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is a perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank and Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank and Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Get your garden seed this year at Soother Building Supply in Seneca. They have bulk garden seed as usual, and this year they're also stocking individual seed packages. See their great display and selection. Get your garden seed planned and growing with quality seed from Soother Building Supply. And if you need any hand tools, hoses, or other accessories, they can help you with that too. Stop in Soother Building Supply and look over their garden seed selection and get your garden growing. Soother Building Supply in Seneca.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to MSC Sports Radio Network. The Valiant Mustang struck first in the bottom of the second. It was an unearned run that NS gave up. It is 1-0 of Valley Heights lead. And now it is Rams trying to respond. The Blue Valley Randolph Rams looking to get going on the at bat in the top of the third. Hospital outside for ball one. Raleigh Sump at bat in the seventh spot batting. Trey Sump in the eighth on deck and then batting ninth. And the hole will be Lee Taylor and cleaning it up in this inning. We'll go back to the top of the order to Tennessee Hartman. All year for the Rams. Chopper rolling left. Picked up from third base. A throw hop to third and that one not on time. Will go down as a hit for Raleigh Sump. Being the throw of the bag by a good quarter of a mile. Raleigh Sump showing off the speed. And now Trey Sump, the center fielder, steps up and hits this one hard. A gap shot to left field, but running up for it to get it down is Waters. What a great play. And you got to even credit even more to Waters there as the wind is blowing inward. So he had to make a inward adjustment to run a bit more farther as that's where the wind direction is carrying the ball towards the infield. But Waters made the play out and left. The one down, runner on first in the top of the third here. Valley Heights leading by one. The Rams, they bat. They say they're in the bottom of the order here. On a clean count, waits the first pitch underneath him. And takes it for ball one. 1-0 count. Kaden Dummermuth reporting just one strikeout so far. Next pitch underneath the legs. Really scraping the dirt. For ball two. 2-0 count. Getting warming up is the top of the order, Tennessee Hartman. Fouled straight back, Lee Taylor on the fastball. It's 2-1. Ball gets thrown back up to Kaden Dummermuth. He rolls it a little bit in his right hand. And now it gets prepared as he's set and delivering. Chopped up in the air. Playable again out from left, but going all the way to the grass track to make the play himself is Matt Shanks. Not sure if there was a whole lot of communication there, but if there was, it was a great call-off from Shanks to get Waters out of the way. I believe Waters just recognized Shanks was the one running up to it and was able to step left just in time, and that Shanks makes the play out from short. So two down, a runner on first. Raleigh Sump reached off the single and may just be left there stranded as Dummermuth pitches a fastball in for a strike against Tennessee Hartman. Dummermuth has had a lot of support here from his casting crew from behind him. Four pop-ups. Five pop-ups, actually. And a line-out. Has all assisted here. Dummermuth on the mound. 1-1 count. Delivery. Change up. Gets chopped left. That fills to two now on the strike column. 1-2. Against Tennessee Hartman. They run on first and two down in the top of the third. Well, Sump, when he was able to reach first base, as he's still on there currently. The first runner to get on for the Rams. chop right into center field. Great line hit. And already two singles in this inning for the Rams. We have yet to see a major today by either team, and so coming up in this third inning. And Raleigh Stumpy led off the inning with a single to get himself on first base. Back-to-back pop-ups, though. Hindered him from moving, but now Raleigh Stumpy is able to move up. Ceci Hartman takes first base off the sharply hit single down center. And that is a straight hit by pitch on Landon Stump. That is a change-up delivery that just went too far inside from Zimmermuth. And now we've seen both pitchers load the bases in back-to-back innings with two outs on the board. We saw Ennis only give up one run when the bases were loaded. He allowed a runner to get in off a hit-by-pitch with the bases loaded. We'll see how Dummermuth is able to respond with two outs and the bases juiced. It's Braden Ennis, the pitcher, batting third for the Rams here with the chance with runners in scoring position. A chop blooper and an easy catch out from the third baseman in Bulkin. An easy jog out to his left side to get out of the inning with no runs given up. That is no runs, two hits, no errors, leaving three on base for the Rams. We now head into the bottom of the third. Valley Heights leads 1-0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Grin and Profit, Kirk Hillman, back in studio. It's the Valley Heights Mustangs taking on the Blue Valley Randolph Rams. It's the Mustangs who lead 1-0 as we head ourselves into the bottom of the third. It was the pitcher who ended the top of the third, Braden Ennis, with the pop out to the third base bag. And now here we start off with the pitcher from the Valley Heights Mustangs batting, and Caden Zimmermuth to lead it off. On deck will be the freshman Wyatt Dummermuth, and Jacob Badauer will be in the hole, and cleaning it up will be Gavin Crowder. All there for the Mustangs coming up in the batting order. Braden Ennis was in a troubling inning the last inning, juicing the bases, but of course the inning wouldn't have got that far if not for the second error that came from the right field. Fastball chopped straight back from Dummermuth. It's an 0-1 count early. Ennis, he's recorded 20 strikeouts this season. He came in today with 18. He's recorded a strikeout in back-to-back innings. Fastball inside. It's now 1-1. Braden Ennis now recollecting. And catching is his brother Aaron Ennis. Three sets of brothers here on this Rams team, and now a chopper that lines it to the ground to the second baseman, and he throws to first on time, and that will retire the first one here in the order, Caden Dummermuth. Great play from Tennessee Hartman. Again, he picked it up as it skipped a couple times in the dirt, kind of like a pebble running across water, and was able to track it nicely and get the easy throw to Schmitz. Now Wyatt Dummermuth comes up to bat. Fastball creeping to the in corner for strike number one. 0-1 count now on Dummermuth. Braden Ennis starting to find his groove. Fastball is chopped, and it is going to go down for a hit to the shortstop. There's a lot of heat underneath it on the chopper to short from Wyatt Demmermuth. Now Jacob Vadauer steps up to bat with a runner on first and one out. Gavin Crowder on deck. Innes takes a quick look back to the first base bag. Now he takes his time to make a fastball delivery right down the middle, but a pass ball will allow the runner on first to get to second as Wyatt Demmermuth, who is just able to get his way to the second base back. The heat was just kind of too much there to handle for Innes. His fastball that was right in the frame, middle frame of his glove just dropped right below him. Next fastball is outside, low. 1-1 count now against Vadauer. Big lead from second base from Demmermuth. And behind on the swing for strike number two is Vadauer. Puts him on a 1-2 count and will look to protect. Long lunge and holding off on the fastball just in the basement. It's 2-2 now. Vadauer. A runner on second and one out in the bottom of the third. Valley Heights leading by one, trying to extend their runner in scoring position. A throw to third base after the ball that was delivered outside the plate. Innes was able to pick it up and throw to third, and it was able to hold the runner by a Demmermuth from progressing. A full count now against Jacob Vadauer. Here's the pitch. Outside, that will be a wild pitch as well. That is going to let Wyatt Demmermuth go all the way to third base. Now, once again, in back-to-back innings, we have seen the corners loaded here for the Mustangs. As the third walk of the game issued by Braden Innes. Innes. A slight peek to first base. Now a fastball delivery that just almost rides on the inside shoulder of Gavin Crowder. 1-0 count now against Crowder. Runner on third and a runner on first. One out in the bottom of the third. Trying to look for the second run of the game for the Mustangs. Fastball right on in. And a steal will follow as well. And also following will be a train. And I'll tell you what, that's one of the... Well, if you like trains, I would say that's one of the best things here about being at the Frankfurt Field is you get a train probably about every hour and a half or so that runs on by. Speaking about running by, that's a fastball that runs on by the inside leg of Crowder, and that will allow him to walk off the hit-by-pitch. And now the bases in back-to-back innings have been loaded for the Valley Heights Mustangs, and head coach Herb Loveless will reset and come back in for an infield meeting with his pitcher, Braden Innes. So again, Braden Innes has loaded the bases in back-to-back innings. However, he has not allowed any damage to be done, and that looks like a quick decision Innes will take to the dugout with no hesitation. So still checking here who Loveless is going to stick in the pitcher's position. But on up to bat right now is James Bolkin. On deck is Dino Conti. And then in the hole is Hudson Nemechek with, in that cleanup is Charles Waters. We'll go back up to the top of the order. So right now they're making the flip-flop on the pitcher and as well as the catcher. Something you don't normally see the brothers switching positions. So now you're going to see one of the brothers, Aaron Innes, who was catching. He will go up to the mound and pitch. And the brother who is pitching, Braden Innes, he will get on his gear and he will go behind the plate and he will catch to his brother. So how about that? Brother pitching to a brother and now they switch around and it, well, stays the same. A brother pitching to a brother. So here's some warm-up pitches that are getting ready for Aaron Innes. So nothing else changes on the lineup. So it's now Aaron Innes pitching, Braden Innes catching, Lincoln Schmitz playing first, Tennessee Hartman at second base, Tyce Hartman at third, Landon Stump at shortstop, Raleigh Stump in left field, Trey Stump out in center, and Lee Taylor out in right for the defensive order for the Blue Valley Randolph Rams. By its Mustangs, coming up, it's Fulkin, Dino Conti, that's the Nima Check, and Charles Waters at the top of the order. So 7-8-9, and then all the way back to 1. We're in the bottom of the third with one out. The bases are juiced, and the Valley Heights Mustangs have scored just one run. It was an unearned run in the second inning. And again, that run scored off a hit-by-pitch. It was Charles Waters who was hit by the pitch, and it was able to score Jacob Vadauer. Vadauer, who currently is on second base after getting there off of a steal. The remove is on third, while Crowder is on first. And after some warm-up pitches, we are ready to continue play here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's James Fulkin looking for the chance to score a couple of runs for his team, Mustangs, and extend their lead. That's ball high, ball 1-0 count now against James Fulkin, setting in a fire to third base, trying to hold some move there. Now Aaron Ennis delivers the fastball just in the top left corner by a couple of inches, squeezing out of it. It's now a 2-0 count. Definitely don't want to walk in a run if you're Aaron Ennis. Next delivery is a fastball right down Broadway. Great delivery from Aaron Ennis, his first strike here after coming in. That just was his third pitch. Now his fourth pitch is incoming. Here's the pitch. Runs inside the interior near the waist of Bulkin. It's now a 3-1 count. Just one ball away from walking Bulkin to first and scoring the remove on third. Next pitch, waist high fastball. Right on in, filling the counts. Aaron Ennis searching for his first strikeout in this game. Just the young sophomore. Chop going to short. They throw to home, trying to get on time. That is behind the catcher. That will score one run, and everyone else will stand on their base back. It looked like there could have been a chance to get the runner out at home. But Bulkin will be all safe off the fielder's choice, and Zimmermuth will be able to score off the misfire. Now, Vadauer sits on third, Crowder is on second, and Bulkin is on first. It's a 2-0 game. Valley Heights leads. Dino Conti now batting, and on deck is Hudson Nemechek. Throw back to third base here from Aaron Ennis. The tag is applied, but Vadauer is safe. Getting set back on the mound. Aaron Ennis, and he will throw one more time here back to third base. You have Conti. He's sat here patiently, waiting for the first pitch to go to him. He's choked up in the middle of the box, just evened up. It's squared right to the shortstop. Here's a throw to home plate, and that time it was able to go into the glove of Braden Ennis to record the out-of-home plate. So Vadauer gets thrown out at home. Gavin Crowder now crowds third base. Bulkin now is at second. And Dino Conti, off the fielder's choice, was able to reach first. So 2-0, two down in the bottom of the third. Aaron Ennis trying to get out of this inning. Again, this is could be the last game of the season for both of these teams. The winner will play Frankfurt next. Fastball inside for strike number one against Nemechek. After Nemechek, we'll head back up to the top of the order for the Valley Heights Mustangs to Charles Waters. Nemechek last time up was able to walk on a full count. 1-1 count now against Nemechek after the ball is just outside. Next pitch, way high, neck level. 2-1 count for Nemechek, the senior, batting ninth in the order for the Mustangs. Here's the pitch on the 2-1, way upstairs. And runners here all holding on a 3-1 count against Hudson Nemechek. 3-1 count on Nemechek. This is a walk, he'll score run, and it will. So throwing the bat out to the left is Nemechek as he is walked for the second time this game. He struts the first base bag, is strutting all the way to home plate is Gavin Crowder as he will score his first run of the game and the Mustangs third. It is 3-0. The Mustangs lead in the bottom of the third with two outs and the base is still all juiced. Now up to the top of the order here for Valley Heights. It's Charles Waters. Fastball down in the dirt, getting Waters to go golfing. Can't complain about the nice weather. It looks like a possible play to home. Taking off was James Bulkin, and he is safe as it caught everyone off guard, including me. He just took off after the kind of the delay by the pitcher just kind of standing around. He decided that he was just going to take off running, and out of the confusion, he was able to take home plate. So with that, Valley Heights Mustang, in unconventional ways, have been able to manage up four runs. It is 4-0 in the bottom of the third. This Bulkin just scored. And Conti is now at third with Nemechek on second with Waters still at this at-bat. Fastball high. It's 2-1 now against Waters with Max Shanks on deck. Valley Heights has yet to score a run via a hit. A chopper right off the mound, throwing to first after a great collection. Unfortunately, Landon Stump was not able to make the play. And that will allow Charles Warden to get to first base. Reaching off a single. And as I just mentioned, we have not seen a run scored here off of a hit. There is our first. Dino Conti was able to score off the sharply hit single out to short. From Waters, throw back to third here, keeping in check Nemechek, who reached on base via a walk, which scored Gavin Crowder. It is now 5-0 in the bottom of the third with two outs. Fastball down below the kneecaps. 1-0 count now here for Max Shanks. Shanks looking to get a piece to record an RBI with a runner on third. Bases are loaded in the corners with two outs. Aaron Ennis trying to get out of this inning. Fastball inside and a steal will follow suit from Waters. Now runners in scoring position on second and third base on a 1-1 count for Max Shanks. And we've officially gone through all nine in the order here in this inning for the Valley Heights Mustangs. Chopper, this one going to shortstop, and that will be a possible error and another one off of the throw. Max Shanks is able to reach first base off of the air. Landon Stump fumbled and bobbled the ball initially, but he was able to collect. He had time to still get the throw off to first, but had a misfire that went to the Blue Valley Randolph Rams dugout. That will score another run. Nemechek is able to score. Waters now is on third, and Shanks is now on first. It is 6-0 in the bottom of the third with two outs. And has been extremely productive here as all runs have been recorded with two outs on the board for the Mustangs. And that's exactly what you can ask for if you're head coach Austin Mitchell, for your team to be in clutch moments that you're at bat and being able to make great decisions on the base paths, which has been the real destruction in the Achilles heel here, the Rams. Next pitch, chopped. It's Caden Dummermuth, the play from Landon Stump to first base. And looks like that is another error from the shortstop. Thought it was just in the glove, but it was not. It slipped out behind. And now Waters will score. And Dummermuth is on first base. Now, why they removed him is up to bat with his brother Caden Dummermuth. And a throw to the second base bag is a misfire, and that allows Caden Dummermuth to round the second base bag after attempting to steal. Not only does he get that, but the throw is not on time. Not only that, but it gets behind the shortstop trying to defend the bag. And that error will allow Caden to progress all the way to first base. 8 runs, 7 scored in this inning alone for the Valley Heights Mustangs. And an issue that the Rams came into today with is really, despite as many runs that they have given up this year, which they have given up nearly over 200 runs, most of those runs, if not half, have been unearned. A lot of mistakes with the fielding has been an Achilles heel for this team this season, but a strikeout against Wyatt Dummermuth will end the bottom of the third and end the third. It is 8-0. The Valley Heights Mustangs here lead. They were able to get 11 through the order in the bottom of the third and able to score 7 runs. We're back here on 92.1 at KMZA. Again, the Valley Heights Mustangs leading 8-0 over the Rams.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network of the Valley Heights Mustangs. Just scored 7 runs in the bottom of the third. The Blue Valley Randolph Rams have 5 total errors here in this play-in game matchup, just something you don't want to have here when you're trying to, again, keep your season alive in the postseason form. Here's the pitch against Lincoln Schmidt. It's picked up from the shortstop position and thrown from Shanks on time to the first base bag to Nemechek, and that records the first out in the inning. And kudos here to the Valley Heights Mustangs defense. They have had 2 3-up and 3-down innings up this point, only allowing 2 hits so far is Hayden Dummermuth and a total of 2 left-stranded. Next up to bat here now, Aaron Innes, the one who just came in to pitch for the Blue Valley Randolph Mustang for the Rams, hits it out to the gap of left center and drops it down for a blooper. Innes reaches off the 1-out single, loop out into left center, and now Tyce Hartman will come up to bat with Raleigh Sump on deck, and in the hole is Trey Sump. Tyce Hartman, batting 6th in the order, the freshman, third baseman. He popped out to right field on his first at-bat. He's 0-for-1 today, searching for his first hit. Pass ball outside, 1-0. Tyce Hartman with 1 out and a runner on first in the top of the fourth. Again, Valley Heights leading 8-0. Rams having to respond. A hit sharply out into center field, and this has a chance to be a double play. Can it be on time? And yes, they get it. The Valley Heights Mustangs able to record the double play. It was a fly out to right field. There's a great play from Thad Auer, who was able to pick it up, and then he threw to Nemechek, and Nemechek was able to get it down. Excuse me, he was out to center field by Dummermuth, who picked it up. Going down for the 8-3 double play. Getting set up from the pop-up from Tyce Hartman. Now Raleigh Sump bats. First fastball is inside. Second one out. 1-1 count. On deck is Trey Sump. Fastball riding on the inside knee for ball number two against Raleigh Sump. 2-1 count now. Louisville Rams looking to respond. It looks like, actually, no, my mistake. I thought the double play was made, but it was not made. A hit out into center field now from Raleigh Sump. And now Sump reaches first off the single, and Aaron Ennis is now on second. Well, by the reaction, I thought he was out, and I thought by the umpire's call, but I got a couple of people in my way, kind of set right behind the away team dugout. So a little hard to see what's happening on the right side near the first baseline. This one launched out into left field and picked up for the final out in the inning. Great play from Waters to end it. No runs, no errors, leaving two stranded on base as the Rams. It is 8-0, the Valley Heights Mustangs. They lead this one going into the bottom of the fourth, looking to try to extend their lead here on KMZA.
How do I open up a checking account?
Hi, I'm Canyon Olberding, and at Community National Bank, to open a checking account, you will need two forms of ID and $100.
I'm Oakley Melvin. Opening an account down here is super quick and easy, and we can help you with online banking, checking your balances, getting funds moved around where they need to be.
Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you know I've been around Life Care Center Seneca for 40 years, and I'm only 44? My name is Sarah Knowles, DON of Life Care Center Seneca. My mother, Sandy Cook, has worked at Life Care Center Seneca for 47 years. The caregiver longevity at Life Care Center of Seneca is 10.8 years. We have no travel staff, and our caregiver base is strong. Not every nursing home is the same. Please come and see for yourself. Life Care Center of Seneca, serving the area for 45 years. 785-336-3528.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network here on 92.1 KMZA. I'm Crinan Prophet, Kirk Gilman, back in studio. It's the Valley Heights Mustangs that have the lead 8-0 over the Blue Valley Randolph Rams. Coming up here in the order is Jacob Badauer, Gavin Crowder, James Bulkin, and cleaning up will be Dino Conti. Seven runs were scored in the last inning for the Mustangs, unofficially on the game. I have roughly five errors here tracked against this Louisville Randolph team, and I mentioned it in the last inning how this team has kind of struggled on the season with the cleanliness and the fielding statistics. And today it is definitely been a tough one for him. Fastball outside, 2-0 now count against Badauer. Next pitch is chopped left and fouled down the left line. There goes Austin Mitchell trying to pick that one up himself, trying to get into the action. 2-1 count now against Badauer. Is Aaron Ennis, who took over the last inning, now dealing. Balls outside for a 3-1 count. Aaron Ennis now delivering just inside. Looks like a well frame by Braden Ennis, but not able to catch the strike. And it'll be ball four, and Jacob Badauer will be taking off to first base. That is the fourth walk issued of the game. Issued of the game here by this Rams team. So a runner on first with no outs in the bottom of the fourth. batting Gavin Crowder. Up next is James Bulkin, and in the hole is Dino Conte. The junior Crowder bats. Throw to first, trying to catch Badhar on a pick. Badhar re-stretches his lead from first base after being safe at the bag, and just behind on the swing is Crowder. First strike number one. 0-1 count for Gavin Crowder, the junior. Badhar keeping a tight lead. Off that first base bag as Aaron Innes has held it well. Fastball delivery inside. And it's an 0-2 count now for Crowder to protect. Aaron Innes again, he stepped in for his brother Braden Innes, who Braden now catches for him. Aaron throws back to first base for the third time here against Badhar. Badhar slides in safe, though. Again, I mentioned that lead just kind of shrinking up here for Badhar. He's recognizing that Aaron's looking to get any out he can. Of course, Aaron can turn one here with the strikeout with an 0-2 count here against Crowder. Here's the delivery way up in the attic, and that'll record ball number one on the count. 1-2 against Crowder. Getting the junior Bulkin up on deck. Crowder today here, he has reached base once and scored once. He was hit by a pitch in the third inning. He popped up on his first at-bat out to the third base line. And on a 1-2 count, Crowder swings and strikes out. And is now 0-2 at-bat. Now James Bulkin enters the box on the left side, a throw to first base, and that is a misfire by Aaron Innes. It'll allow a slide in take from Badhar, and he will have second all to himself, and that is now unofficially the sixth error of the game recorded. The second error of the game from just the pitcher alone when throwing to first base. And again, Valley Heights, they have done such a great job here running the base pass. Here, a shot out to the shortstop. What a pickup and play from Landon Sump. Making up for the errors in the last inning. He adjusts his body to the left, follows the rotation of the spin of the ball off the firing bat of Bulkin. He's able to catch it off a line out and step on the second base bag for the double play to end the inning with a 3-up and 3-down double play. Great there job by Landon Sump. We now head up into the top of the fifth. It is 8-0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Valley Heights leading over the Rams.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gerken storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gerken? Gerken Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gerken offers three storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gerken.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gerken storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The score is 8-0. Valley Heights Mustangs have the lead over the Blue Valley Randolph Rams. These two teams have been at it. Their past four matchups they've had in the last 2 years, with both teams taking a chance and a stab to sweep the series and all the doubleheaders. It is rotated from sweep to sweep to sweep to sweep for both these teams. It was last time Valley Heights Mustangs who were able to get the win over the Blue Valley Randolph Rams. Excuse me, it was actually Blue Valley who was able to get the last win between these two teams. They won 13-12, but here at Valley Heights, they lead 8-0. Going up into the top of the fifth inning, it's Lee Taylor, the bottom of the order to the ninth batter for the Rams batting. chops this one out to the right for strike number one. And I see Hartman will be on deck, landed thump in the hole, and Braden Ennis cleaning it up. And still taking care of business here is Caden Dummermuth. Fouled back to the right for strike number two for Lee Taylor. His last time up was in the third inning. Popped up to the infield. He's 0 for 1. The right field and freshman, and on a three-pitch count, Lee Taylor goes down swinging. Now Tennessee Hartman will be up. In the top of the fifth, one down. The Rams are definitely entering dangerous waters here, as it is a 10 after 5 run rule. Fastball outside for ball number one. Tennessee Hartman, 1-0 count. Landon Stuntman readying up here. On deck. Another fastball delivered into the dirt. 2-0. And Gavin Crowder has done an excellent job playing behind the plate here today for the Valley Heights Mustangs, as he catches the fastball high for ball number three. Tennessee Hartman, a chance for a four-pitch walk. He has reached base once via a single and was left stranded on the bag in the third inning. Now Hartman reaches off the walk. It's just outside of the zone. Now Landon Stump readies up, and he steps quickly into the box. Quick look back for first from Nurmuth. Now the delivery low, and I get a swing from Stump for strike number one. On deck, Braden Ennis. One down and a runner on first. Sizable lead for Hartman as he has to scurry back to the first base bag. Nurmuth trying to pick him off. We've seen a lot of throws to first base. Both teams very steal-heavy. However, it has only been the Mustangs that have been able to gallop their way between the bags successfully. Throw another throw back to first. Another slide and safe in for Hartman. Here it's an 0-1 count for Landon Sump. The remove now delivers the pitch. Fastball just to the knees. And now we'll go for ball number one in the count. 1-1 against Landon Sump. Sump, 0-for-1. This is his third plate appearance in this game. Fastball outside, 2-1 now the count. Landon Sump again struck out his first at-bat in the first inning. In the third inning, he was hit by pitch and was able to reach. 2-1 count now. Vermouth delivering it and picked up sharply by the third baseman. They throw to second and two players get tangled up like a pretzel as Conti was trying to defend the second base bag but was too high when he was jumping up to the ball. So Bulkin on the misfire. Sump reaches off the fielder's choice, and Hartman is able to get to second base via an error. As the first error that Valley Heights has committed, this is a pickup out to right field and looking to... It is placed down. Again, it's kind of, it's hard for me to see. I don't have a way to look out in that right field, but it is a hit that goes down for Braden Ennis. And they put in a pinch runner for Braden Ennis. Is Parker Montgomery, the freshman who comes in on first base. So now the bases are loaded and the Rams have a chance to put some runs on the board. Again, they are down 8-0. They need some runs here as they are again in dangerous waters with a potential 10 after 5 run rule to be in effect. And that is a gap hit between short and third base. It is a 2 RBI single put down by Leekenschmidt. That is able to score Tennessee Hartman and Landon Sump. Braden Ennis now stands promptly at third base, and Landon Schmitz is at first with the hit, the biggest hit of the game here for either team, you could argue. And the Rams now only to set themselves down by 6-2. And with the delivery against Aaron Ennis, gets fouled straight back. 0-1 now the count. And Schmitz, big-time senior, coming up in clutch moment with the one-out, two RBI single. Last ball down below the knees in the in corner for ball one. 1-1 count. Never moves. Sets and collects. And now deals. Picked up, looking left, but the wind is pushing it. Foul. 1-2 count now for Aaron Ennis with a runner on third and second now. Parker Montgomery, the pinch runner, was able to steal second base. So 1-2 count. This one sharply hit left center gap. We've seen two sharply hit liners go that way. This, our first double of the game by Aaron Ennis. In a huge moment that clears the base paths. Braden Ennis scores from third. Parker Montgomery, the pinch runner who came in for Lincoln Schmitz, scores for second. And Aaron Ennis was able to collect a two RBI one out double. In a big moment, the Rams have recorded back to back two RBI hits and massive moments. And it's clutch opportunities like that that keep you in this game. And now the Valley Heights Mustangs are recollecting and discussing with head coach Austin Mitchell on the mound. Seems that the pitcher for the Mustangs, Caden Zimmermuth, will stay in on the mound, having allowed four runs in this inning, as well as three hits, three straight hits. Two singles, and here a two RBI double that just got recorded by Aaron Ennis. Now Tyce Hartman batting with Raleigh Sump on deck. A look back by Dermuth, and now the delivery is way low, below the shins on the inside of Hartman, and that's a 1-0 count. One out, Ennis on second. Another fastball that goes in just about the same location. Under the knees and in the in corner. Hartman now in a 2-0 count with the Sump brothers on deck and in the hole. A wild pitch for a ball gets past Crowder, but he is able to get the throw quickly to third base to stop the potential runner in Ennis on progressing. So Aaron Ennis holds himself at second base. Tyce Hartman now in a breezy 3-0 count, holds off and leans back like Michael Jackson and grooves his way all the way to first base. And just like that, the Rams have started to groove their way back to what was an 8-run deficit. It is now just 8-4, just slowly carving away like a pumpkin. Just trying to get a couple more slices of the pie. Here for the Rams. It's now Raleigh Sump, who hits one hard out to left, but it's off the left side fence for a foul ball. It's 0-1 count for Raleigh Sump. And the Rams finally putting the rally together that they have needed. Looks like Dermuth is switching out the ball he's pitching with, so he steps up and throws it to the umpire. The umpire tucks that one away, and Dermuth gets a new ball. Probably Sump here on the clean counts. Here's the pitch. Chopped. And it's playable. The throw to first base is just off. That'll score another run. Excuse me, that will not score a run, but it will load the bases. Ennis was able to get the third. Hartman now on second, and Raleigh Sump on first. Not potentially Aaron was rounding that third base bag, but no, he was, coach called him to stay. Fastball inside Trey Stump. It's 1-0 count. Bases are juiced. Rams a big opportunity. A grand slam would tie, but I doubt you'd get that kind of power here with the interior wind pushing towards the infield at about 17 miles an hour. So unless you can try to go for is possibly a long double. Fastball just below the knees. Outside, 3-0 now the count against Trey Stump. And now the Rams have had their first time through their entire order in an inning. And this walk could score another one to put the Rams only down by three. And that will be the case. Trey Stump, the four-pitch walk against him. He takes off to the first base back. And now the bases here are still loaded. Aaron Ennis now scores after he reached off his two RBI one-out double. Tyce Hartman is now at third base. Raleigh Stump is at second, and Trey Stump is at first. And we head all the way back to Lee Taylor, who started this inning off with a strikeout. It's crazy to think that great fastball inside to strike out Lee Taylor. And after that, it has just been a downhill slope, three walks, and three hits. And according also to that, five runs given up amongst that rally. And Dermuth here now switches. Dermuth takes out to the shortstop position and switches with Matt Shanks. So Matt Shanks now will get warmed up. And Demmermuth will step out and play shortstop. So Max Shanks now up on the mound will get ready and prepare it here to pitch. Again, it is 8-5 is the score. The Valley Heights Mustangs lead. They had a 8-run lead coming up into the top of the fifth, and then it got slowly chipped away at, and now we are at the 8-5 score. Rams having scored 5 runs in this inning off 3 hits. But again, the Rams not only having to clean things up offensively, but once they get back to the defensive side of the lineup, trying to clean up those errors, and they have a real shot in completing this middle, kind of latter half of the game comeback. Again, no team wants to go home. This is the play-in game to take on Frankfurt, and that's definitely something that's got to be really hard on a team if you're a play-in team, is not only do you have to kind of force your best pitcher out there on the mound for game one because you obviously want to get to the next game. But after that first game and you've kind of used up your best pitchers, now you're going against the number one seed, including also not just the number one seed in Frankfurt, but the number 7th ranked team in the state in Class 1 to 2A. And that's really just a tough task to do. And right now both teams definitely stretching thin here, but battling out hard to look for that chance to take on the Frankfurt Wildcats and potentially pull an upset against the number one seed. But we'll see. First, we got to finish this game here. The play-in against the Rams and the Mustangs. Shanks is ready and delivers his first one just outside of the left. It's a 1-0 count against Lee Taylor. So Matt Shanks, the first one he takes on in the order, is the number 9 batter. And Lee Taylor, fastball is under the bridge. It's 2-0 now, the count against Lee Taylor. And there's only, again, one out in this inning, and that out was recorded from a strikeout from Lee Taylor to start. Leading it off in the 9-hole. And Lee Taylor, who is 0-for-2 today, has yet to reach base once, is on a 3-0 count. And here's the pitch from Shanks. Red lighting himself is Lee Taylor. He doesn't take the swing on the fastball and picks up strike number 1 on the count. It's now 3-1 against Lee Taylor. Shanks looks back at first, now delivers a knee low fastball. It's just a little under, and Taylor walks to first. And another run will score. That is Tyce Hartman that scores from third base. Raleigh Stump will now go to third. Trey Stump will now go to second, and Lee Taylor is now at first. And just like that, down 8-0, it is now just 8-6. The Rams have slowly chipped away and made the comeback. Another knee low fastball. That's time to the inside edge. Still for ball one, 1-0 count against the top of the order in Tennessee Hartman. Now 1-1, fastball inside. Matt Shanks taking the deep breath again, put it into a very tough situation here for the young man. Fastball goes in for strike number two. It's now 1-2 count. Chance to strike out the second batter in this inning, and a fastball that hits the dirt, scraped, and an error, unfortunately. I'm not sure if actually that goes down as an error, but able to get the score as Rally Thump off the wild pitch. Shanks, the fastball just went into the dirt. Unfortunately, Crowder kind of threw the ball back to Shanks a little high, but I'm not sure if he would have been on time anyway to apply the tag. So it is now just a one-run game. It was just an eight-run game here leading for Valley Heights. At the start of this fifth inning, it has quickly been crumbled just to one. And that is the momentum of baseball. How quickly things can switch with just a couple of errors and another wild pitch. This one could tie it, and it does. Trace some back-to-back wild pitches from Matt Shanks, and just like that, the Rams have crawled with their hooves all the way back in this game in the fifth inning. We came into the top of the fifth talking about run rules. Well, here it is. The runs getting ruled by the Rams. They have put up eight in this top of the fifth. And now a strikeout here on Tennessee Hartman. Going down swinging, but regardless, the damage has very much been dealt in this inning by the Rams. And they have stampeded their way back into this game. Valley Heights allowing eight runs in this top of the fifth alone. We are now tied and deadlocked at eight apiece. Landon Sump stepping out of the box, taking a swing, and now back in. 1-0 count. Shanks takes a look at the third base bag and now delivers a fastball that is well framed. Looks like it might have went a little to the inside, but Crowder took that right down the middle. 1-1, fastball, swing and miss, just behind. That's a 1-2 count now against Landon Sump. A chance to escape the inning with a tied ball game, and that is a strikeout recorded. Back-to-back K's on the stat sheet for Matt Shanks, but unfortunately, the damage has been dealt. Valley Heights, they led 8-0 at the top of the fifth, but now it is tied 8-8 as the Rams were able to score eight runs off three big-time hits. We'll be back after this on the MSU Sports Radio Network, 8-8, tied ball game going into the bottom of the fifth, the Rams and the Mustangs.
Are you planning to purchase or build a new home this year? Or maybe you want to unlock the equity in your current home to fund an addition or kitchen upgrade. This is Lynette Hildebrand with First Heritage Bank, and our team of mortgage lenders are ready to find a solution that is tailored to your goals and financial situation. Whether it is new construction, a home remodel, or a purchase, we are here for you. Give us a call or stop by and let us help you get the home you deserve. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the Blue Valley Randolph Rams have climbed their way back into the contest. They were down 8-0 in the top of the fifth. They have tied it at now 8 apiece. Heading into the bottom of the fifth, as the Valley Heights Mustangs will look to respond in the bottom of the fifth. It is Dino Conti, the eighth batter, to lead things off for the Mustangs here. Hudson Nemechek on deck, and Charles Waters in the hole with cleaning up Mac Shanks. That's all outside, 1-0 count now. Mercanti. Aaron, quickly back on the delivery. It's picked up to the second baseman. Coming in is a ram to make the play. And getting it down is Tennessee Hartman. In the heart of Tennessee, or more so in the heart of Kansas, make the play out. Second base. That is already one down. In the bottom of the fifth. Aaron Innes collects, delivers a fastball, wayside fastball inside for strike number one, and another train has come on by. Oh, 1 count, skips back, now for 1-1. Hudson Nemechek here on the 1-1. On deck is the top of the order, Charles Waters, with Max Shanks in the hole. One down already in the bottom of the fifth. It's 8-8. Winner of the play-in game will take on the Frankfurt Wildcats right after. Fastball delivered. 1-2 now the count. Aaron Innes again stepping in for his brother, Braden Innes. Braden who now catches. 2-2 now the count. Aaron setting and dealing a changeup that just slides right on in. That might have been just a sinker with a little low on the heat scale. And Nemechek goes down with a K. And just like that, Aaron Innes has definitely started to find his groove. He came in the third inning. He is right now 3 strikeouts on the game. Fastball delivered, chopped out into left, and that will go down for a base hit. Rounding first base, though, is Charles Waters, and he's able to record the stand-up double. Head coach Herb Loveless telling his team there's nothing to worry about. There's 2 down. Don't think too much of the double. So Waters now on second base. Max Shanks. You're now up to bat for the Mustangs. Aaron Innes. Currently looking back at Waters. He's taken about now 4 looks back. Now 5. That is a handful. See if he goes to the extra hand. And he does. That is now 6 times. And now the delivery. Above the chest for ball 1. 1-0 count for Matt Shanks. On deck is Caden Dummermuth and Wyatt Dummermuth, the brothers. And then in the hole is Jacob Badauer. Throw back to second base. Waters is safe. Throw is back to Aaron Innes on the mound. And here he gets ready to set and deal to try to get a shutout inning here. And that fastball rides inside. I believe it hit Matt Shanks, and yes, it did. Shanks will now take off to the first base bag. Shanks has reached all 3 times, twice via the error, and now here via hit by pitch. He has only scored once. He was left stranded in the first inning after managing to get to third base off a steal. Now, head coach Herb Loveless is taking a break here with his infield and discussing things with his pitcher, Aaron Innes. It is 8-8, 2 outs in the bottom of the fifth. The Rams were able to score 8 runs in the top of the fifth to tie this game. Valley Heights with, again, 2 down, a runner on second, and a runner on first. That's Waters on second, Shanks on first. Dummermuth is batting currently with Wyatt Dummermuth up next, and Jacob Badauer in the hole. Aaron Innes communicating with the umpire right now, the fielding umpire behind him, and it looks like whatever he was curious about. He got fixed. Sal's a pitch, fouled straight back. 0-1 count now against Caden Dummermuth. Again, big broadcast day today. We have the playing game here, and then we'll get into our first round games with Frankfurt playing the winner of this, and then we'll have Onega Buffaloes taking on the Centralia Panthers. That game will get set probably just a little after 5 o'clock. 1-1 count. Delivering in a swing around the globe. And Dummermuth is now on a 1-2 count. Great changeup delivered by Aaron Innes, and now he has a chance to end the inning with no runs given up. Here's the delivery, cuts right, and that will be foul. The count stays 1-2 against Caden Dummermuth. Dummermuth, who came out after going 4 innings pitched, 4.1 innings after he was actually able to get the first strikeout in the fifth inning, and now he chops it low and straight to the mound. It's an easy play for Aaron Innes to make, and that will end the inning with no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on base for the Valley Heights Mustangs. We are deadlocked at 8 apiece, heading up into the top of the sixth. It's the Blue Valley Randolph Rams and the Valley Heights Mustangs taking on each other in the playing game to play against Frankfurt here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
I'm in True Value Farm Supplies, downtown Seneca, is where you'll find everything for your yard and garden projects. They have grass seed, fertilizers, lawn spray, and for your garden, bulk sweet corn seed, beans, peas, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Of course, they also have garden and yard equipment you can rent, tillers, sprayers, grass seeders, and a full line of tools to help you with your project. At Heinen True Value, just ask Reynolds. Behind every project is a True Value.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. We are tied at 8 apiece. It's the Blue Valley Randolph Rams taking on the Valley Heights Mustangs here in the top of the sixth. The Rams coming up the bat is Braden Innes. Lincoln Schmitz on deck, Aaron Innes in the hole, and cleaning it up will be the freshman, Tyce Hartman. Braden Innes is 1-for-3 today with 2 pop-ups and a single on his last attempt up on bats. He also was able to score. He was scored off the 2 RBI double from Aaron Innes. And that was a big-time play that was able to put 4 up on the board. And then the following runs to score were 1 off of a walk, and then back-to-back wild pitches allowed Riley Sump and Trey Sump to score. So really unfortunate ways there if you're the Rams. They're able to take home plate on the at-bats from Hartman and Sump. So Innes here, fastball for strike 1. At Shanks, getting it back quickly and taking a deep breath, and now delivers. Chopped left side, down the line perfectly, a throw to first base, gets past Timacek. And Innes will be able to reach via the air. So the leadoff man gets on for the Rams, so no outs. Innes reaches off of the air made from the third baseman in Bulkin. Now Lincoln Schmitz is up to bat. Aaron Innes on deck and Tyce Hartman in the hole. Shanks, the right-handed pitcher, going against the left-handed batter. The swing and the miss. Definitely a delayed swing by Lincoln Schmitz on the upside fastball. 0-1 count now for Schmitz, but no outs and a runner on first. Rams looking to take the lead for the first time this game in the top of the sixth inning. 1-1, fastball outside. Aaron Ennis kind of showing off his juggling moves. And spin the bat off to the right of me here as he's getting ready to step up for his at-bat. Ball gets thrown to first base. And Ennis is safe. Matt Shanks. A low reach in the arms and now sets and deals a fastball that's below the knees of Schmitz. And now it's a 2-1 count. Definitely got to love all the tricks and all the fun things you see people do when they're getting ready to come up to bat. Here, this one, a hopper that looks playable for a double play and an error right afterwards by Domermuth. It was grounded straight to the shortstop that allowed Domermuth to be able to get the runner out from first to second. So Ennis is down after being tagged out on second on the forced tag. Unfortunately, Domermuth erred on his throw to first base. Just a high throw a quarter mile over the top of Nemechek's head. And at once, it was the Rams who were kind of playing the muddied defense, but now it is the Mustangs that have been treaded with the errors on the defensive side. And if you're the Rams, all you can do is take advantage. One down, runner on first, top of the sixth. Aaron Ennis now batting. Fouls the second pitch straight back for another strike. He's now down the count 0-2. Ty Starbman takes off to collect the ball and get it out of the way as he is up to bat next. Matt Shanks now collecting and dealing a low fastball that hits the dirt, just hitting the white chalk of the top of the box. It's now 1-2 count on Aaron Ennis. Rams still looking to earn their first lead of the day. This one, another hopper, playable from the third. It could be another double play, just not on time. They'll go down as a fielder's choice. Aaron Ennis was able to reach first, and Schmitz is a forced out at second on the throw from Vulcan. So we've had back-to-back outs on second. First base still being corralled here. Now it's Aaron Ennis who sets up base on the first base bag. Tyce Hartman now batting. First fastball is outside. 1-0 count. Shanks, a high lean in the stance, and now sets. And the righty deals. That gets passed with a wild pitch. Aaron Ennis takes off the second and is in there with easy breeze. Not quite as easy as today's breeze. Pretty rough out here. Yeah, 17-mile-per-hour wind blowing to the interior of the field. Not going to see too many deep hits or out-of-the-park hits today. 2-0 count against Hartman. Next one outside as well. This one at the lower quarter edge off the left side. Now, Tice is on a easy 3-0. Sizable lead from second by Ennis. Fastball weighs tie and goes in for strike one. Now a 3-1 count against Hartman. Hartman a chance for an RBI opportunity. He has reached base once and scored once. And now he is reported now. Back-to-back strikes against himself. Holding off on the fastball. Hartman last time walked. A few times before that he popped out. So he is still 0-2 at the at-bat. Full count, pitch delivery, and behind. Right, fastball by Matt Shanks to end the inning with no runs, or end the top of the inning with no runs given up. So, no runs, no hits, and two errors with just one left on base for the Rams. We are still 8-8. Going into the bottom of the sixth, Valley Heights Mustangs. Up to bat next here on KMZA.
Dr. Heidi Smith with Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Manhattan is now accepting new patients at her Nemaha Valley Community Hospital Clinic. Dr. Smith is a native to our area, growing up in rural northeast Kansas. Her clinic is held at NBCH on the second and fourth Wednesday of every month. For additional information regarding Dr. Smith's clinic at NBCH, call Orthopedics and Sports Medicine at 785-537-4200. The Mohawk Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Green Snap and wind can also be added for corn. Call Beth Dieters today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network on KMZA Valley Heights. Mustangs taking on the Blue Valley Randolph Rams. It is 8-8 to score in the bottom of the sixth. Valley Heights batting here, Wyatt Demmermuth. And on deck is Jacob Badauer and Gavin Crowder in the hole. First pitch hitting the backstop. Way outside. Ball one. Against Demmermuth. Aaron Ennis still pitching, and it's Braden Ennis, his brother, who's still catching behind the plate. Aaron Ennis delivers a fastball that gets screwballed right on in, and it's now a 1-1 count against Demmermuth. Defensive order still the same, with Schmitz out at first, lining himself at shortstop, Hartman at third, Tennessee Hartman at second, Riley Stump out in left, Trey Stump in center, and Lee Taylor out in right. Fastball again delivered for a strike. Now 1-2 count, going back quickly with it. Chop fastball just to the right of Landon Sump, trying to turn it to a double. And Wyatt Demmermuth does so. Wyatt Demmermuth starts off this sixth inning with a leadoff double, but no outs. Jacob Badauer. Now bats. They run in scoring position and no outs. Fastball above letter high. Now it's ball one. Crowder on deck. And it takes a look back at second. Now delivers in a swing and a miss. Fastball was just evened up with the shoulders. It got a high swing and all lack of discipline there out of that hour. And it's trying to look if he can copy it. This time instead he goes low with the fastball and is not able to get that hour to trick him on the swing. So that hour stays disciplined on the out of box pitch. It's now a 2-1 count against that hour. Fastball inside and another swing and miss. It's a 2-2 count now against that hour. Just getting beat behind the fastball. And it seems like Aaron Ennis is, honestly, his fastball has gotten faster and faster as this game has gone on. And now he throws it to second base, and that's going to go down as an error, as it's going to allow Wyatt Demmermuth to get all the way to third base. There's a misfire to second. We have seen so many of those today. And unfortunately, that will go down as error number 7 of the game against the Rams unofficially. 2-2 count here, still against that hour, but a chance, an even better chance, to score the runner. Demmermuth slides back into third after the throw, and is trying to hold the go-ahead runner, but no outs, and a fastball is way inside, riding near the next line of that hour. That drops him all the way back, but he was not hit by the pitch. It's a full count, 3-2. Aaron Ennis on a full count here. He delivers the fastball. That is eye level. And that will be a walk taken easily by that hour. He has now walked four straight times. Excuse me. He has walked every single time he has been up to bat. However, he has only scored once. He was thrown out at home plate on his third inning in a second plate appearance. Throwed to third. Keeping Demmermuth held. Gavin Crowder now bats. James Falcon on deck and Dino Conti in the hole. It's 8-8. Valley Heights looking to retake their lead. And now an easy steal will be marked from Bad Hauer. That is his second steal, the second of the game. In fact, every time he has been able to get to at least second base, he was left stranded there in the, fourth inning, but in fact, he was gone out on a double play. That was beautifully executed by Landon Sump. Fastball outside near the neck, making Crowder lean. It's 2-1 count against Gavin Crowder. James Fulkin in on deck. Crowder struck up on his last attempt. He is 0-for-2 at bat, but he has reached once via hit by pitch. He has also scored run. It was the Rams who won the last two games against the Valley Heights Mustangs. Valley Heights, they were the ones to win the two before. It seems they have flip-flop back-to-back doubleheader sweeps in the last four straight matchups. But here, they only get a single game to take each other on. It's the play-in game for the first round against Frankfurt. Full count against Gavin Crowder. That one at the helmet level. That's a pretty clear call for the umpire, and that will be back-to-back walks here for Aaron Ennis. And we'll see here if head coach Herb Loveless will go out and talk to Ennis, and that will be the case. Might see another pitching change here. There is no outs in the inning. The bases are loaded. It is Dummermuth on third, Bad Hauer on second, and Crowder at first. Looks like that will be the retirement of Aaron Ennis, and now we will see a substitute come in to his place. It'll be Landon Sump coming in. Landon Sump, who plays from shortstop. So it looks like that will be a easily made adjustment for the team. Landon Sump will now come in up onto the mound, and Aaron Ennis will go out and play shortstop. So now, again, for the defensive lineman for the Rams, it is Landon Sump pitching. It is Braden Ennis catching. It is Schmitz at first. It is Tennessee Hartman at second base. It is Tyce Hartman at third. Aaron Ennis at shortstop. Raleigh Sump in left field. Trey Sump in center. And Lee Taylor out in right field. And coming up in the order again for the Mustangs, it's James Fulkin, Dino Conti, and Hudson Nemechek. Is a clean count coming up here against Fulkin as he has runners on first, second, and third. The bases are absolutely loaded, and this has just been a tough game for really both teams as of this point. Again, Valley Heights, they led 8-0 in the top of the fifth. Rams, they were able to bounce back with 8 runs to tie it 8-8 going into the bottom of the fifth. And then Valley Heights, they were shut down on the bottom. They were then able to bounce back with a shutout inning in the top of the sixth. And here, Valley Heights with a chance of no outs, bases loaded to recollect their lead that they once had. But you still can't discredit the Rams here. They have battled so hard to get themselves back into this game. So we'll see how Landon Sump does here on the mound. His first pitch, and that will be recorded for his strike. A fastball just behind Fulkin. Fulkin now down 0-1, and this is a very tough situation to come into as a young pitcher. Outside pitch, now 1-1. Landon Sump, a senior. So he's got the experience there, third to third, trying to keep Dummermuth in check. 1-1 count, still against Fulkin, the junior. Fulkin, he's got 5 RBIs on the year. He's got a chance for 2 here with a runner on second and third. Two-one count. Fastball outside. And another fastball is delivered. That time, clipping in the edge. And now there's a show going in between third base and home plate, and there is an error that is made, and that will allow a run to score. Zimmermuth was trying to take off to home plate, and he got caught in the kind of a quarter between the base paths. The Rams trying to make a throw back to that third base bag and just weren't able to collect the catch. Tyce Hartman bobbling, but still batting as Bulkin, and a run scores, and also all the runners progress one base. Now strike out. That is now the first down in the inning. Still two more to go. In the bottom of the sixth, it is 9-8. The Valley Heights Mustangs reclaim their lead, but just by one run. Jacob Vadauer is now at third base after the error, and Gavin Crowder is now at second. Dino Conti now bats in the eighth hole with Bimacek in the ninth on deck, and will reset back up to the top to Charles Waters, who started this inning off with a double. Swing and a miss. 1-1 count now against Dino Conti, the sophomore. Second baseman reaches the bat way out in front. Now tips behind his back and takes a chest-high fastball near his chest. That'll be ball two. 2-1 count. Landon Sump, the third pitcher to come through here for the Rams. A changeup that just overarches the bridge. It's a 3-1 count for Conti. This could load the bases here for the Mustangs with a walk. Now a throw back to third base from Sump. The tag is applied, but safe is Vadauer. Vadauer has not scored since the second inning, where again he reached off a walk. He has reached all four times today off of a walk. He has stayed extremely patient at the plate. Sump delivering a fastball off the back hip of Conti, and now Conti will take first off the hit by pitch, and now the bases are loaded with one out, and we are in the bottom of the order with Hudson Nemechek, who has reached twice today off of a walk and has struck out once. So he is 0-for-1 at bat, but he has reached base twice. Nemechek, a well-seasoned senior. The chance to score some runners, a swing and a miss off the high-rise fastball. 0-1 now the count. Nemechek has a total of just 3 RBIs this season. Wild pitch gets behind him. It's 1-1. But no one progresses as the bases are loaded. Didn't have good enough of a bounce for that hour to try to take off and take home plate. 1-1 count. The pitch, well framed, dragged up in the zone. You like to see that movement from Braden Innes for that second strike. Now 1-2 count, the delivery, and just behind off the fastball, ripped right down the alley. Nemechek goes down swinging. He has gone down swinging back-to-back times. And now we head up to the top of the order with Charles Waters, who again reported the second double of this game. First double for the Mustangs. He led it off in this inning with the base hit. He led off the fifth inning with a double. It was Dumermuth who led off this inning with a double. So two doubles here for the Valley Heights Mustangs. This is the first time this inning where Waters bats. Waters, he was left stranded in the fifth. Fastball out, 1-1 count now for Waters as Max Shanks is on deck with two outs and the base is still loaded. Stump delivers below the knees. It is a ball two. 2-1 count. 9-8 lead for the Valley Heights Mustangs in the bottom of the sixth, two outs. Stump delivering a fastball. That one has contact out into center field, and getting under it to end the inning is Trace Stump. And that ends the slump. That was the bottom of the sixth. Waters flies out to center field. So one run is scored off just one hit. one error, and three are left on base for the Mustangs. We head up into the top of the seventh. The Rams are three outs away. They need to score at least one run here to keep this one alive. It is 9-8. Valley Heights leads here on KMZA.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank & Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank & Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank & Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're tuned into, again, KMZ 92.1. We are in the top of the seventh, the final inning of regulation. 9-8 is the score. Valley Heights lead by one. The Rams, they have three outs to go. This one chopped out to the shortstop, and a throw to first base is on time, and that retires the first one here in the inning. That was Riley Stump, who got a chip of it and put it right to Dumbermuth. Now we head up into the eighth batter in the order, Trey Stump, and then the ninth in Lee Taylor. And really what a good reward here for Matt Shanks, who battled hard against the top of the order to possibly get rewarded with the final three batters in the rotation to try to end the game just by one run. Game where Valley Heights led 8-0, now just 9-8. But two outs away from securing the win and moving on to the quarterfinal round against the Frankfurt Wildcats. And this is just the play-in game. And for an underdog team like this, it is definitely a story to start yourself with. 0-2 count against Trey Sump. Max Shanks looking to apply the dagger with this pitch. Raise the left leg, delivers, and behind on the swing is Trey Sump. That is the strikeout swinging, and just one more out to go, and the Rams season could just conclude. You're the freshman, the ninth batter in the order. What a moment to be put in. Lee Taylor, the right fielder, crowding the back left of the box, a swing and a miss, and you can tell he is looking for that hit. Matt Shanks, feeling confident now. Shanks came in the fifth inning. He has recorded now four strikeouts on the game. Curves one just outside. It's 1-1 now, the count. It was into the interior chest of Taylor. 1-1. Next delivery, and that is a hop and a skip. And that hits Taylor. So Taylor is able to get on base via the hit by pitch. He's had back-to-back times on base via the hit by pitch. And now Tennessee Hartman, the top of the order, senior, second baseman, steps up to the challenge. And he is the go-ahead run. Lee Taylor is the tying run and the run needed to keep this game alive into the bottom of the inning. It is 9-8, Valley Heights lead. This is the play-in game for the 1-2A Rossville Regional. These games here today, though, it's all TVL action, funnily enough, all here at Frankfurt. Fastball skipped in the dirt, 2-0 count now against Tennessee Hartman. And, of course, head coach Austin Mitchell telling Shanks here to relax and calm down. Guys, two outs, just needs the third. Fastball upside. in the top corner of the zone for strike one. 2-1 count now against Hartman, the leadoff man who started this game. He has reached twice. He is 1-for-3 with a single, a strikeout, a pop-out to the second baseman, and reached off a walk on his third plate appearance. Last ball out for ball number three. 3-1 count for Hartman. Next pitch, that is a waist-high fastball delivered in for strike two. And this game end on the full count KO from Matt Shanks to get the Valley Heights Mustangs into the quarterfinals round against the Wildcats. This one chopped straight back, fouled from Hartman. Hartman trying to stay alive, needing to continue this battle. To keep the season alive, it's a full count. Two down, runner on first. Next pitch, just behind, and the umpire caught the chip of that foul ball that went straight back and nearly got caught in between his mask before ricocheting off to the left side of his foot. And so he's going to kind of walk it off here. That is a tough take, if I would say so myself. And that one almost got stuck in between his face mask, and it just ricocheted out to the left side. And now here, head coach Herb Loveless, a great coach here for the Rams, who's raised this program up and has done a great job caring for his team, goes over and sends the umpire, asks how he's doing. He jogs back, a little smile, and a slight crowd applause. Here we go, back to the big time moment. A full count, the last out of the game possibly. Fouled straight back again. Three straight foul hits for Hartman. You can tell that this is a battle between pitcher and hitter. Stretching forward is Shanks. Now he sets and deals. This one is chopped. It's collected by Dummermuth. He throws to first base, but it is not on time. It is a hit for Hartman on the full count. One of the slowest hits you'll probably ever see. That one was long, just out the short, but it had the distance and slow roll on it. And Hartman's now in first. Lee Taylor is on second. Two outs in the top of the seventh. 9-8. The Rams just need one run to score to tie. To get into that bottom of the inning, swing and a miss for strike one, Landon Sump. Sump, who came in as the third pitcher of the game for the Rams, and only given up one run to the Mustangs. 0-1 count for him, and a well-framed fastball inside by Gavin Crowder. It's an 0-2 count for Landon Sump. And now if you're Matt Shanks, you have a chance just to play around the zone and force that swing. And yes, he does. That's the strikeout swinging. And that will conclude the Rams season. 9-8 is the final score. We went 6.5 innings. Valley Heights Mustangs winning 9-8. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back for a quick recap. And then we'll take a extensive break. We'll take it back to the studio, and we'll be back for our upcoming game, which will now be the Frankfurt Wildcats, number one seed, taking on the number eight, the Valley Heights Mustangs. Again, final score, 9-8. Valley Heights continues to the quarterfinals and wins the play-in game against the Rams.
Get your garden seed this year at Souther Building Supply in Seneca. They have bulk garden seed as usual, and this year they're also stocking individual seed packages. See their great display and selection. Get your garden seed planned and growing with quality seed from Souther Building Supply. And if you need any hand tools, hoses, or other accessories, they can help you with that too. Stop in Souther Building Supply and look over their garden seed selection and get your garden growing. Souther Building Supply in Seneca.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment cost. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit BobSchwartzFinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Game time, 2 hours and 7 minutes. The Valley Heights Mustangs conclude with a win of 9-8 over the Blue Valley Randolph Rams and continue their play here as they will get the quarterfinals matchup now against the Frankfurt Wildcats. Again, it was a big game for the play-in game, Valley Heights against the Rams. The Rams, who won the previous two matchups, two games against Valley Heights. Valley Heights being able to bounce back, come up with the win. And Valley Heights, keep in mind, they had a big-time lead at one point in this game. They were up 8-0 by the end of the third inning. They were just able to get things trickling and rolling, not really getting things productive off of hits, but more so off of the errors from the Rams, as the Rams finished with 7 unofficial total errors, a lot of misplays on throwing to first, to second, just getting it behind the runners, and great, honestly, passing from the Valley Heights Mustangs, being able to force those throws to those bases to create those errors and be able to take advantage and run those base paths as fast as they did. And it created a big opportunity for these Mustangs to get back in, to keep this game into their favor. But, of course, the Rams, they were able to get back in with an 8-run inning in the fifth. It was off 3 hits. A big 2-RBI double was from Aaron Ennis, and it was there the Rams really started to spark fire. They tied it 8-8. There was back-to-back wild pitches that were able to score Riley Sump and Trace Sump, and there you saw a tie ball game, and things were would stay tie up until the bottom of the sixth, where Valley Heights would score 1 run off 1 hit, off 1 error, and they also did leave the bases loaded in that bottom of the sixth. But again, they got that 1 run that they needed. The Rams, unfortunately, were not able to respond for themselves in the top of the seventh. They were able to get runners on. They had Hartman on first. He was able to reach off a single. Lee Taylor reached off the hit by pitch. He was left stranded on second, but it was able to have Matt Shanks finish the game. Dearmuth was able to set it up, and Shanks was able to get the finish. He ended with 5 total strikeouts and was able to put it away there for the Valley Heights Mustangs. So again, that was our quick recap here of this play-in game. We're going to give about 10, 15 or so minutes, and we'll come back for the quarterfinals matchup between the Valley Heights Mustangs taking on the Frankfurt Wildcats. Just need a little bit of time here as both teams are taking the field. Frankfurt, of course, getting warmed up for their first time here. And if Valley Heights, they're already warmed up. They're ready to go out there and play some ball. So stay ready for some ball here on KMZA 92.1, our upcoming matchup here in about 20 or so minutes. For pitch, Valley Heights Mustangs taking on the Frankfurt Wildcats.